As Alzheimer's disease progresses, it can cause aggression, anger, and outbursts at family members and caregivers. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has more on a group of Rochester scientists with new research on why this happens and how families can cope.
Carol Podgorski says studies are showing that deep family conflicts are common when a loved one has Alzheimer's. Nonetheless, she says, the mood at this year's Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Chicago is noticeably brighter than in previous years.
The energy is definitely different, and the number of young scientists is incredible, and the enthusiasm generated is incredible.
Podgorski is a director at the University of Rochester Medical Center's Memory Care Program. She and six of her URMC colleagues are in Chicago this week, along with Alzheimer's researchers from over 70 other countries. Anton Thorstensen is one of those URMC colleagues. He directs the university's Alzheimer's Care, Research, and Education program. He says he's not surprised to see so many people representing Western New York at the conference.
Rochester is a relatively small metropolitan area, but there's an incredible spirit in this region in terms of just the willingness to participate in research, which makes Rochester larger on the map.
Thorstensen and Podgorski are both presenting new research at the conference this week. Their topics include managing Alzheimer's-induced aggression and family conflicts. With Rochester's population growing older and the number of Alzheimer's cases expected to continue to rise nationally in the coming years, the researchers say it's essential to come back with as much new information as they can gather. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.